God bless you this morning, everybody. I'm trying to read my notes today. I hope that Jesus helped me to make this for his glory. Amen. I want to let my son to read a little part of the Bible.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows such a one was caught up to the third heaven, and I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter.
Oh, precious Lord, help us this morning. The last time I stood in this place, I testified that a light shone in my room, and a beautiful power voice said to me, "Joel, you are not going to die. I am going to set you truly free. You will get married and have children. I want to usurp me." Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Now, if that struck you as implausible, illogical, and incredible, what you are about to hear will shatter all your mental frameworks regarding who God is, and the very God whom we are seeking, serving, and worshiping. After that experience in which the Lord Jesus broke the chains binding me to addiction, for I, as already told you, the Lord broke my bondage overnight, I begin to feel a burning longing to seek the face of God with boundless intensity. I felt an inexplicable desire to pray at all the times. I wanted to be on my knees speaking with God all day, every day. That is how I spent a few months of my life reading the Bible and praying tirelessly and intensely, and I did not know why I felt such an incontrollable need to be alone in God's presence, until one morning I woke up with a strange urge to stop eating. That morning, my mother knocked on the door to announce that breakfast was served and that she was waiting to eat with me. I replied that I would have to apologize this time, as I won't be able to join her. I felt something strange happening to me, and I believe it was God calling to my life. My mom told me it was fine that she would wait until the afternoon to have lunch with me, to which I apologized again, explaining that I didn't know how long that strange sensation which I felt emanating from the very depths of my being go last. My mother replied that she didn't know exactly what was happening to me, but that she thought I was definitely crossing the bound of reasons. That day, I spent time talking to God, reading and meditating on everything I read in the scriptures. The next morning, the scene repeated itself. My mother knocked on my door again to invite me to breakfast. I replied that I wouldn't come to the table, as that strange sensation, far from subsiding, was persisting. She then said she was beginning to worry about my physical and mental well-being. Since, in addition to wanting to spend the entire day praying and reading the Bible, I had now also stopped eating and socializing with her. I asked her to give me time to figure out what strange thing was happening to me. And she said she would, but that she was seriously considering seeking help from a specialist or a religious leader who could put a stop to what I was doing or what was happening to me. That is how my second day passed without consuming any food. Shut away in my room, praying, reading, and meditating on the Word of God. And this strangest thing was that my body did not experience the discomfort or weakness associated with going 2 days without eating. And so the third day arrived. That morning, my mom knocked on my door with more determination than ever and asked, "You aren't coming to have breakfast with me today either?" I replied that unfortunately, I wouldn't be doing so that morning either. She told me very angrily that after finishing her breakfast, she was going out to buy something she needed, and that when she returned, she wanted to find me out of my room, or else there would be serious consequences for me. I waited for her to leave and step out of my room. I sat in a small sitting area outside the house, near the path, and said, "Oh God, help me, because my mother has promised there will be consequence for me. And I know there will be. If you don't help me," then I said again, "If what is happening to me is from you, help me please." I was eating outside my house when suddenly a man dressed in a white robe stood before me and took me by my right hand. In an instant, I vanished from the place where I had been and appeared standing in a stadium. I was gazing around in astonishment when suddenly I heard a thunderous roar in the sky, and a gust of wind descending from above knocked me flat on my back onto the stage where I stood. Suddenly, two men in white robes descended from heaven and supported me, for I could not remain standing due to the power that had come down upon me from above. Then a third man who was descending on the clouds of heaven before me, and whom I did not feel worthy to look upon, stepped in front of me. I kept my face bowed toward the round, feeling unworthy to meet his gaze. But he said to me, "Joel, the time you are to suffer is short, for my coming is nearer than your imagine." Imagine? When I came to, I was lying on the floor with the Bible in my hand, unconsciously repeating over and over, "Yes, Lord Jesus, came. Yes, Lord Jesus, come. Yes, Lord Jesus, come." When my mother returned home that afternoon, she found me sitting there deep in a tog, Bible in hand. She asked if I would eat with her, and I replied that I would, believing that the purpose for which God had called me to fast had been fulfilled. After we finished eating, I went to my room and immediately opened the Bible without looking for any specific passage. I began reading Revelation 12. The Revelation 22, excuse me. And when I went to the verse 12, I start to read.
"And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work."
Who say amen? I shouted so loudly that my mother nearly burst through. My bedroom door, I had cried out, "Mom!" And as she threw the door open, I told her, "Mom, I saw Jesus. I saw Jesus alive." My mom asked me, how you say that? I saw Jesus alive because that he told me is greeting in his word. You can say glory to Jesus. And if this is my last part of the testimony, I apologize about my pronunciation. I'm trying to read and to speak, but I know that I need to work more and more. But Jesus is good. Jesus is powerful. Jesus loves us. Jesus is with us. Jesus is in this place. Because his promises are real. His promises are real. He's no lie. He's no liar. He is true. All that I told you in all the time is true because it's in the Bible. In the chapter 12. Yes. The Corinthians. The Bible say, "I know a man in the body, in his body, I don't know. Out the body, I don't know. But it's true. Our God is the same God forever and ever and ever. He never changed. He is the same forever, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you this morning.